your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Hey, good morning. This is Jeff Gaffney, and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning on this program. We like to talk about faith and how to integrate faith into the different areas of our lives. And we like to start the program with some scripture. So I'm going to read to you one of my favorite stories. It comes from the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, Jesus heals a blind beggar. Dig into this word. Here we go. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front of him yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped in order that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. That's again Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 35. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We're going to talk about that scripture and a whole lot more. We have my friend Cynthia Hash back on the program. We're going to talk to her about faith when you sometimes can't see. And we're going to talk about faith during challenging times. So again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 6th annual Tomtoberfest will be all day September 22nd and 23rd at Emancipation Park in downtown Seville. Tomtoberfest is part of the TomTom Festival, featuring music, food, and drink. Details at tomtomfest.com. The Women's Committee of the Junior League presents the 24th annual Martha's Market on September 29th to October 1st at John Paul Jones Arena. Admission is $10 for the entire weekend. Proceeds benefit women's healthcare at Santara Martha Jefferson Hospital. Info at mjh.org. The Charlottesville Mural Project is seeking submissions from muralists in the area to help create a mural in Albemarle County. If you'd like to enter a submission, go to thebridgepai.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Our guest on the program is my friend Cynthia Hash. Cynthia, second time on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
We have a lot to talk about. Your testimony is very powerful, and your faith during challenging circumstances has been uplifting to me. So I want to get to that. But before we do, I want to talk just a little bit about this passage in Luke's gospel. It really grips me. I picture myself kind of in this scripture, kind of seeing everything happen. But the first thing I want to talk about that seems to me, the blind beggar, we find out in Mark's gospel that he has a name. It's actually Bartimaeus. In Luke's gospel, they don't name him, but because these are the synoptic gospels, they overlap, and we see a little bit of a kind of a triangulation between Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel, and so we see it from a different perspective. But one thing that we hear in this gospel, the first thing that comes to me is that they told him that Jesus the Nazarene was going by. So that's what they told him. And the rumor, this is at the end of Jesus's ministry, he's coming to the end of his earthly life. And they told him that Jesus the Nazarene was coming by. And so the reputation of Jesus at this point is amongst the people, and he's known to many as the miracle man, mm-hmm. the miracle worker. And mm-hmm. so blind Bartimaeus hears that Jesus the Nazarene is coming by. But blind Bartimaeus doesn't call Jesus the Nazarene. He calls him Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And Cynthia, as we flow through God's word, we start to understand that son of David was a proclamation of the Messiah. And so here we have blind Bartimaeus calling, in other words, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus my Messiah, Jesus son of David, have mercy on me. Again, that distinction between he heard that Jesus the Nazarene, but he called for Jesus the Messiah. That grips me, and it's just so, that gets a hold of me.
I think the difference between the Gospels, there's a rhyme and reason for it all. We are not able to necessarily, maybe Matthew, Mark, Luke, Matthew might grip someone differently, but it's the same story.
Right.
And I think that's what you're experiencing mm-hmm. here. The story's the same, but what you just read signifies the true meaning of who Jesus is, mm-hmm. and it dives deeper, mm-hmm. and that's where I think the clarification comes in, and why we have an aha moment.
Yes, and I love those aha moments. And that to our listeners who are just checking out faith, or maybe they're beginning their faith journey, to read God's word. Again, this is Luke chapter 18. Just dig in. And that revelation is not just there for you and I, Cynthia. It's for all.
It's for everyone.
Everyone. And so let me go a little bit further on this. So he cries out, Jesus, son of David, be quiet, everybody says to him. But he only shouts louder, more convicted. Son of David, have mercy on me. And then when Jesus heard him, he stopped in order that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, and that's the part, another part that grips me, and maybe this flows into a little bit of your faith journey, Cynthia. Jesus is near. Mm-hmm. Jesus can come near, and we can come near to Jesus. As the man came near, Jesus asked that penetrating question, what do you want me to do for you? It's such a penetrating, like right to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want? In John's gospel in chapter 1, he asked the first disciples when they started following him. It takes me back to that scene where Jesus turns, I think it's John and Andrew, and Jesus turns to them and says, what do you want me to do for you? What are you looking for? And in Luke's gospel, he says, what do you want me to do for you? Yeah, in John's gospel, he says, what is it that you're looking for? And so these are questions that mm-hmm. Jesus asks us, that sometimes you can just take a moment and reflect on your own life. Well, how does that apply to me?
And if we can ask and ye shall receive.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is. It's not the way the world thinks, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ask and ye shall receive, well, am I going to win the lottery? Probably not. But ask and ye shall receive, ask for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for help and wisdom.
Yes. Let me dive on that, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking for right now in my own personal life is wisdom. I have decisions mm-hmm. to make. And so we so often try to do things on our own. But I think it's the book of James that talks and teaches us to ask for wisdom. And he'll give it to you.
He will. He's a very generous God.
Mm-hmm. But, and again, that takes a little bit of submission and surrender, which is oftentimes hard to do if you are one of those self-made people that are used to doing everything on your own, to think that you need to humble yourself, take a knee, turn to the good Lord, and ask for advice, business advice?
Those of us that are type A's, and I admit it, are definitely going to be in need of humbling and making ourselves available to God because He's there for us.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also in the book of James where it says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And so it's again, we have in this passage, it talks about the man came near Jesus.
The other part of that passage that actually rings with me is the fact that everyone in the crowd was saying, be quiet.
Yes.
And
yes.
And we as Christians can't be quiet.
Right.
We are believers, and it is up to us to spread the word. Mm-hmm. It's up to us for the Great Commission to come to fruition. Mm-hmm. It's up to us, and we aren't supposed to do exactly what the world tells us to.
Amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Cynthia Hesch, and we're breaking down the Gospel of Luke. You know what? Let's just keep going here, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about your faith journey on the second half of the program. But so Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. And Jesus said, all right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Such truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's all kinds of healing that people need. The things that we don't see are the things that we have a tendency to judge others about, that we actually can't see your problem. You don't have a cast. You don't have you're not in a hospital bed. You're these kinds of things. It's the emotional and the mental and the anguish that's going on inside that we don't know.
Yes, and for somebody listening today to realize that you don't have to do this alone.
That's right.
That Jesus will draw near to you. And then I believe in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so what he's saying is, give me all that stuff that is troubling you right now, all that stuff that is causing you pain and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Leave it at the foot of the cross.
Hand it over.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get in exchange for that?
You do get peace.
You get an amazing peace.
Yes, and you do get comfort. And the tears that flow, there are also tears of joy, so that if you praise Him in the storm,
yes,
it will come back where those tears are not tears in vain.
Amen. And when you have had an encounter with Jesus, which is again for some people it just sounds a little nutty. For those of us who have experienced and had that encounter with Jesus, you are never the same again. And often, like what happened here to blind Bartimaeus, I think the reason this story grips me is all of a sudden the veil is removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have spiritual eyes to see.
What a difference. The eyes that we have in the world and the spiritual eyes that we have.
Oh, what a
difference.
Oh, my. And then... you can have all the troubles of the day coming at you, but as you said, you're able to then turn and find a way to give thanks. And as I really liked what you said, Cynthia, praising Him during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Praise your way out of it.
Yes, exactly.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Cynthia Hesch. And Cynthia, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but the final parts of this wonderful story in Luke's gospel, instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God. There you go.
There you go.
That was just what you said. hey, I think you know this story. I just, again, encourage any of our listeners, if you have not made that decision following Jesus, because Jesus is the answer.
I agree.
Amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Cynthia Hash. Please stay with us. We have so much more to talk about.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Literacy volunteers need tutors to assist adults on how to read, write, or speak English. The next training session is September 23rd from 9:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Jefferson School City Center near Carver Rec Center. For information, call 977-3838. The Women's Club of Greene County will be selling tickets to the charity fundraiser Fall into Fashion. Tickets are just $10 and will be sold on September 22nd and 23rd at the Rutgersville Walmart. The second annual Barbecue on the Bend competition will be on September 23rd at the Reeling and Rafting Campground next to the Scottsville Public Boat Landing. Gates open at 11 a.m. Tickets are $12 at the gate. Proceeds benefit the James River Boys and Girls Club. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you're having a great morning. We have Cynthia Hash on the program, back with us. Cynthia, you have a remarkable faith journey, kind of conversion. You shared that with us on the program once. Would you mind just kind of giving us the brief version of that? I love your story.
Oh, well, I have so many, so it's good. I came to the Lord in the year 2000, and it was a Messianic Jew who was quite frankly, extremely annoying. I was doing a real estate transaction with her, and she always wanted to drive, and that was against my nature, naturally. Mm-hmm. And so she always had the radio on, tuned into like Spirit FM or something, and there was, you know, preachers on there and songs of worship and so forth on there, and I'm like, what is this? Mm. And so that's, long story short, that's who helped bring me to the Lord when I was, when my husband and I had sold a business, and I had a tremendous downfall in finances, and that was when he said, that was when she told me, this Messianic Jew, I need to give it to Jesus. And I'm like, how in the world do you do that? And it was a God spirit-filled moment. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Mm. And it changed my life. Mm. And I have been a devout Christian ever since. Mm. So thank you for letting me tell you that.
Oh, and isn't it amazing, though, how when you look back on that, first thing I think about is maybe the parallel between surrendering the steering wheel.
Yes.
Which I know is not easy for realtors to do. So now you're in the passenger seat. And then ultimately, that's kind of foreshadowing to a great big surrender to Lord Jesus you're about to do.
He's not your co-pilot. He's your pilot.
Amen. And then, you know, just looking back on that, you know, how God will supernaturally put people in our lives.
Exactly.
It changes the entire trajectory of where you're headed.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I am grateful that I have that relationship with God, because 2 years ago when we lost our 28-year-old son to suicide, I cannot even imagine going through that threshold of shattering pain and just gut-wrenching pain. I don't see how I could have survived without Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm. So when you look back on your life story and you see, here I encounter and surrender Jesus, and now you can maybe make a little sense of how that prepared you for an event that's about to happen years later, that your faith was going to be vital to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, I did get mad at God. Mm-hmm. And yes, I did get mad at Mitchell. Mm. And yes, I was mad at myself. What could I have done? What could I have seen differently? Mm-hmm. What could I have, what did I miss? Mm. He was my son. Mm. And you love your children more than you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And I would have, and it's just a out of order death. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't expect to lose your children. You expect to lose your grandparents or your parents, mm-hmm. eventually your spouse. You don't expect to lose your children, and you certainly don't expect to lose them by suicide. Mm-hmm. And so that was, and it was completely a shock, an absolute shock. We had no idea that whatever it was that he was going through was that magnanimous that he didn't reach out for help, and had a fit of rage, I assume, because it was a gunshot to the head.
Let me ask you, if I may, and I'm so sorry for your loss, but your light shines so brightly today. During the days after the death of your son, did you find that Jesus drew near to you during that time, that he held you in his hand? Did you experience him in a different way? Did he bind up your broken heart? Did he lift you up? Did any of those things kind of ring?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think during the initial shock period, I just was screaming at the top of my lungs in my car because I figured that was the most soundproof place I could be. And I was crying out to God, and I'm like, Lord, this cannot be. Mm. This cannot be. Mm. And having known that it was, you know, reality hit very quickly. But at the same time, I also said to the Lord, this cannot be in vain, was my next. This cannot be. But then it moved into very quickly, this cannot be in vain. And he assured me, I got this just warmth that fell over my spirit. And it was a comfort that was, it won't be. Mm. And essentially, this is what I got the feeling. This is where I got the feeling that we needed to form the foundation. Mm. Because honestly, there were so many people at the funeral. There were standing room only. Mm. There were people outside. That we had three different services. Mm. It was just unreal. And so that spoke to me as to how much Mitchell was loved. Mm-hmm. There were people that coming from clear from Washington State.
Wow.
There were people coming from all up and down the East Coast. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable how many people came to show their respects who loved him or us or, you know, mm-hmm. and we so much appreciated that. And during that time, you don't sleep, mm-hmm. you know, we had our doctor made a house call mm-hmm. to help us, you know, as well to sleep, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. So all those things that were put into place, we were praying the whole time. We had the prayers that started were that night, that horrible night about 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it was, I just picked up the keys. I knew I was going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I just picked up the keys and we left, my husband and I. And during that time, the first call that I made was to our pastor. And he actually came there, spent 4 hours with us. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, he had called the prayer chain. Mm-hmm. And if it weren't for that, Jeff, I could almost hear the prayers. Mm-hmm. I could feel the prayers. I could, that's the only thing that held me up.
Mm. That's powerful.
Yep.
Let me ask this, and then I want to talk about the Mitchell Hash Foundation. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Suicide Prevention Month, which it is. Have you, this is going to cut pretty close here, but have you ever thought about the fact that you lost your son, and then when God reaches out to you, how much he can relate to that?
Because oh, yes. Yes. I mean, just thinking of this, that even you think it was almost, now I know this is probably going to offend some people, but Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his life up for everyone. Mm-hmm. For the salvation of everyone. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the Bible that says suicide is an unforgivable sin.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, I can't compare that to what Mitchell did, because Mitchell was strictly human,
mm-hmm.
okay? But at the same time, God knows everything,
yeah.
past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
And if he knew I was going to have to go through this, and he knew Mitchell was going to make that choice, because mm-hmm. that's what Mitchell did, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And that took a lot for me to realize that it was his choice mm-hmm. by his own hand. Then he also knew that he needed to be there for us survivors
mm-hmm.
in order for us to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would have wanted to do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
because that's how painful it is.
Mm-hmm. So sorry for your loss. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Cynthia Hash, and now we have, tell us about the grandbabies.
Oh.
Tell us that piece. We have to hear about it.
Double blessing.
Yeah. Give us that so our listeners
yes, indeed.
Know.
And you know how this is. We have a 3-year-old little granddaughter, and she is the big sister now of 8-month-old twin boys. And one is named after my daughter's or our daughter's brother, Alec Mitchell.
Mm, love it.
Yep.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a double blessing.
Yes.
I love that. All right. Now get us, as we're heading towards the end of the program, Mitchell Hash Foundation. How can we learn more about that?
MitchellHashFoundation.com mm. is the best place to go. It's a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So like it, follow it, share it. And we are also participating in an event that is being hosted by Region 10 and Spark. So if you go on to MitchellHashFoundation.com, you'll see an event there. October 21st is a walk run starting at 9:00 in the morning. It's a beautiful area of a farm that is, it's, you know, no pressure. You can walk, you can run, you can bring baby strollers, you can bring even well-behaved dogs, you can, and so forth. So that's on October 21st.
And real quick, Suicide Prevention Month, what should we know about that?
If you go to the AFSP, which is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, you can go to AFSP.org. That will give you all the statistics that you would ever want to know in regards to suicide. And we are losing so many people, 22 veterans a day, minimum. Those are the ones that are reported. And we are losing our 20-somethings. Much larger aspect than we'd ever want to, we want to stop that. Mm-hmm. We want to stop that.
Cynthia Hash, you have been a blessing to me and many others in this community. To you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Make us new. God, we need. Because